Harper Business and Harper Audio present Leading with Gratitude, 8 Leadership Practices for Extraordinary Business Results by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Read by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Forward written and read by Marshall Goldsmith.
Forward. I have flown 11 million miles on American Airlines alone, not to mention 1 million on British Airways. The airplane is a fascinating place to watch people become agitated over factors they cannot hope to impact. One trigger that makes a lot of people crazy is the announcement that the airplane is going to be late. Every time I hear that particular announcement, I remember a picture in my library, a picture of me on a volunteer trip to Africa with the Red Cross when I was about 30 years old. With me are many starving children whose arms are being measured. If their arms were too big, they did not eat. If their arms were too small, they did not eat. Their arms had to be just the right size, meaning they were not too hungry to survive and not too well fed so as not to need food. Their arm size determined whether they would eat that day. I will never forget that experience. It reminds me daily of how fortunate I am. When I feel, quote, justifiably upset, I remember those beautiful children. I repeat this mantra over and over in my mind. Never complain because the airplane is late. There are a lot of people in the world who have real problems. They have problems you cannot even begin to imagine. Be grateful. You're a very lucky man. Never complain because the airplane is late. I hope that someday this story helps you turn a moment of pain and anger into a moment of gratitude and joy. Lots of people struggle with a lack of gratitude, and everyone I've ever met, whether a janitor or a billionaire, wants a happy life. No matter who you are, you can easily look for happiness in the wrong place. The great Western disease is, I'll be happy when I make a certain amount of money, get an award, or complete some task, I'll be happy. We can all learn how vital gratitude is for our happiness. The wisest and happiest people I've met, Thich Nhat Hanh and the Dalai Lama and others, talk about and practice deep gratitude. What I notice when I talk with them is how freely they express it. Allowing yourself to feel deeply grateful is how you can do something bold. Be happy now, not later. As you'll hear in this amazing new book from Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton, gratitude is a mental state that A, you can most easily decide to feel, B, has the most immediate effect on improving your well-being, and C, is going to have a remarkable impact on your ability to lead other people. The challenge is to remember to do it. It's important to create triggers in your work and in your life to remember to focus on gratitude. That's what my friends Adrian and Chester introduce in this book. Their lessons are fun to hear, on point, and relevant for every manager, parent, coach, spouse, or partner to be able to put gratitude to work, in their work and in their lives. The key to a happy life isn't what people think. It's not wealth, fame, achievement, or even relationships. It's putting gratitude at the center of everything you do. Life is good. Marshall Goldsmith, Rancho Santa Fe.
Chapter 1. The Gratitude Gap. It was 2008, in the midst of the global financial crisis, and WD-40 company chief executive Gary Ridge was beginning to worry he might be coming down with something serious. As I toured our system, people kept...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?